I'm Brian McCreath with Thierry Esquesh, who is here in Boston and at Symphony Hall for the first time, and the organ soloist for Poulenc and Saint-Saëns. Thierry, thanks so much for a little bit of your time today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I enjoy to play here.
Oh, good. I'm glad that you enjoy it. Well, you know, I have to ask, because as an organist, you don't get to choose your instrument. You show up in places and you play whatever instrument is there. How long does it take to get to know an instrument, especially when you're doing a concerto like the Poulenc and a piece like the Saint-Saëns?
It depends a little bit of the organ, the structure of the organ. This organ, for instance, is not easy because it's very original. I like this organ. It's very original, and we need time to discover the stops. It's completely different of my organ, for instance, in Saint-Étienne-du-Mont in Paris, completely different. The keyboard is not at the same place. We have different stops. The combination between the keyboard is completely different too. And we need, I think, one organist, when he comes for a concert, he spent perhaps 3, 4, 5 hours alone with the organ to prepare, to choose, and to practice.
Did you know anything about this Aeolian Skinner organ before you came here? Had you ever heard about it, or maybe even heard recordings of it?
Yeah, I just heard a little from the story of this history, rebuilt, and I know, obviously, I know Aeolian Skinner organ. It's for a French musician, it's very close Cavalli Coll organ. It's a little the same aesthetic. It's a romantic aesthetic, and it's very interesting for this program. I can improvise, I can play Poulenc in romantic aesthetic. It's very interesting I can, for instance, I can have the same color sometime in Saint-Étienne-du-Mont. And in Saint-Étienne-du-Mont, as you know, the piece of Poulenc, organ concerto, was registered in Saint-Étienne-du-Mont the first time.
Right, so the Cavalli Coll is the French, it's a French company, am I right? That's the organ company that also is the organ at Notre Dame Cathedral that is now in a little bit of danger, but a very well-known French company. As I understand it, the Aeolian Skinner, I've read that it is something that is built in the American classic style. What does that mean, and how is it maybe similar to the Cavalli Coll?
I think the reeds are not far from Cavalli Coll. It's very, very soft. It's a very large reed. It's not aggressive. It's very soft. I think it's flexible. The sound of Aeolian Skinner and Cavalli Coll are flexible a little. Not too hard.
Okay, yeah, great. So the reed sound of the organ is something that has a lot of soft textures to it. Is that an okay way to put it?
Yes, a little like a German orchestra, for instance. If you know Vienna Orchestra, we can the old sound of the Vienna Orchestra with romantic music playing Mahler, for instance. We can have this impressive when you hear Aeolian Skinner or Cavalli Coll.
Now, you mentioned a couple of things with the Poulenc. What does this instrument, though, allow you overall to do with the Poulenc that maybe on some other organs would be difficult? Or what opportunities does this Aeolian Skinner give you in the Poulenc concerto that might be unique?
Yes, because when I perform this Poulenc on different organ in Japan, or I don't know where, I have to find something new. For instance, one example, there is no cromorn and no clarinet. There is no clarinet. But I have to imagine a sound very close to the cromorn, but a little bit different. It's one other interpretation. We have to rediscover again something new, because the organ is not exactly the same. It's very it's push the interpretation.
Yeah, and this is, to me, it's one of the things that's really magical about the organ, because from the outside, for those of us who aren't organists, it's tempting to look at it as a machine with buttons and different ways that you can kind of manipulate a machine. But of course, you have the mind of an artist and the touch of an artist. And so you're finding ways to combine the sounds and to use the touch of the organ in ways that bring out aspects of the Poulenc that are unique to this performance.
Yes, but you know, when you arrive, I am a composer, personally. When I arrive at the organ, when I play this organ from this night, for instance, when I improvise, for instance, or when I play Poulenc, I am composer, I stay composer, and I listen orchestra. When I play the beginning of Poulenc, for instance, I have the tutti of the orchestra. When I play this solo, I play the flute. When I improvise, for instance, it's clear that I forgot it's an organ. I really listen to the orchestra.
Well, and I wanted to ask, as a composer, I know that you've had pieces played by orchestras and piano soloists, chamber groups all over the world for a long, long time. And I've wondered sometimes when a performer is also such an active composer, how much your performing informs your composing. Do you have ideas that come to you while you're immersed in Poulenc that you then kind of tuck away and maybe use later in your own music or anything like that?
For instance, it's clear when I play this piece of Poulenc, this concerto is built, it's seven parts, completely separate parts, like seven different pieces, different moment of the life of Poulenc, the religious moment at the end, romantic, moment very restless, and my view as composer is to give a form, is to imagine transition, for instance. And it's very important for me. I told that to Alain Altinoglu, my friend Alain, the conductor at this night. I need to establish transition between this part to have a big form. Because for me, the most important thing when I compose is to be convincing with my form.
I'm so glad that you put it that way, because the Poulenc is, as a concerto, not just unusual in the sense of its instrumentation or anything like that. It's very unusual in how the composer put it together. And so for some audience members, sometimes maybe there's a way of not being quite sure what they're hearing or how to take it all in. And so your attention to the arc and to the transitions makes a lot of sense. What does this concerto really tell you about Poulenc himself as a composer?
This concerto is, I think it's a concerto is at the last part of the life of Poulenc. At this time, he become religious a little more. And for instance, we need, he needs, I think at this time, to find again the legacy of the heritage of the old composer. For instance, we can hear Jean-Sébastien Bach in this piece. At the beginning, it's Bach. It's Bach. It's a copy of Bach. And in the middle, it's a little bit Schumann, romantic. At the end, if for the people, for the audience, the end of this concerto is exactly the end of his opera, the Dialogue des Carmélites. It's a long procession, very atypical, completely very strong. Very, and it's the end of this concerto. It's the same thing. It's different part of the life of Poulenc. I think it's Poulenc was relatively old, and he looked at his life, his one life, and he looked his part. I was that, I was this, this personality, I composed that melody, it's very sensual. We have the whole life of Poulenc in this concerto, I think.
I love that description, because it's so easy to think of Poulenc as sort of mischievous on one hand and religious on another hand, which is very simplistic, and you're drawing in so many other parts of who Poulenc was.
In the same time, this part and the middle part, for instance, on this concerto, is very sensual. It's a soft, it's funny music. We can dance. And suddenly, up, it's become completely mysterious, mystic. It's a whole. It's not schizophrenic, but we have different personalities, different characters in the same personality is very important. Mais I too as composer.
Yes, indeed, indeed. Well, one more question. The Poulenc gives you so many opportunities, ways that you want to get to know this instrument, ways to interact with the orchestra. By comparison, is the Saint-Saëns as complex in terms of how you find what to do with this instrument in that piece?
Well, the Saint-Saëns symphony is it's relatively simple. The orgel part is not very important. Historically, it's very important because it's the first time in the story of the music we have one organ solo written with orchestra. It was not before we have concerto for Handel, for example. It's just little positive organ. It's not a little organ. And now, with this piece, for the first time, we have one orchestra and one second orchestra in the gallery. And it's very fantastic. Well, it's not, the part is not very, very, very big. We have some very characteristic. We have the greats, we have the reeds, it's very clear. Look, we can play easy this piece. It's not a problem. But the orgel part is important too. It's important because it is the first time, for instance, in the second movement on the piece, I accompany the violin. It's the first time we do that in the story of the music.
Thierry Esquesh, it's so good to have you here in Boston, and thank you for all your work with the organ and spending all the time that it takes to get to know this instrument. I'm really, really, I love that you're here and that you're doing these works with Alain Altiniglu and the BSO. Thanks for your time today.
Many thanks. Many thanks, all.